السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected listeners and viewers, there is no doubt whatsoever we are living in a time that due to challenges and due to situations that we have find ourselves in, we have been surrounded by disappointment, despair, despondency, negativity. Everywhere you go, our conversation, the chats on our social media, it is surrounded by negativity. And this is so unfortunate. This is not the temperament of our deen and our religion. Our ulama have told us that Iblis, the word Iblis and Shaitan, the word Iblis, the root word of it, one of the root word is balas. Balas means despair and despondency. And nothing gives Iblis greater joy to see people in despair and despondency, because that is something that will prevent him from making spiritual progress. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, in the Surah Al-Furqan, in the 24th Supara, Allah ta'ala says, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. O you who have done wrong upon your soul, don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah ta'ala will forgive all types of sins. Now, some people might say that despondency, it is to do with sins. It is to do with our guna and our disobedience. But there are many other places in the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given guidelines not to become despondent and disappointment with regard to our worldly challenges and in pursuit of our worldly objectives. Look at this beautiful verse where Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam told unto his children, Ya bani yadhhabu, fatahassasu mi Yusufa wa akhihi, wa la tayasu min rawhillah. Oh my sons, after 40 years he's telling his children, Oh my son, go and search for Yusuf and his brother. And wa la tayasu, and don't be despondent in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Only the disbelievers and those who do not believe in Allah become despondent in the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this other beautiful chapter. You know, when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in his elderly and advanced age, was given the glad tidings of a son that will be born, or a child that will be born to him. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Abashshamurtumuni, Abashshartumuni ala ammasani al-kibar, fabima tubashirun. Are you giving me glad tidings of a child that will be born to me in such an advanced age? You know, how is this possible? So they said, La tawjal, inna nubashiruka bi ghulam. Don't lose hope. Huh? They told him, don't lose hope. Kalu abashirnaka bilhaq, fala takum min alqanitin. We are giving you a glad tidings of something that is true, that will happen. Do not lose hope. Kala wa man yaknatu min rahmati rabbihi illa dhalun. And only those people who lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah, who are led astray. Now look at that. With regard to the pursuit of what him wanting a child in advanced age. And Allah Ta'ala told him, don't lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. So these are just some examples. And we will give further examples in one of the two coming clips with regard to not losing hope, not becoming despondent, and always being positive, because that is a temperament of our deen.